T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. One dead, 4 injured in a rollover traffic accident on Kellogg near downtown Wichita. It happened just after 11 p.m. Sunday in the westbound lanes at Washington. Police Sergeant Don Kimball.
Dispatch was informed there was a rollover accident and that individuals were trapped. Officers arrived on scene to a single car accident. Speed is believed to have been a factor in the accident.
Two people were hospitalized in critical condition, two others in serious condition. An overnight manhunt covering a large part of northwest Alabama has resulted in the recapture of 10 men who escaped from a county jail late Sunday. ABC's Jim Ryan says a dozen initially were on the run.
Several of the 12 inmates from the Walker County Jail in Jasper, Alabama, have previous escapes or escape attempts on their records. Others were being held on suspicion of attempted murder. It's not clear how the men broke out of jail, but local, county, and state law enforcement swarmed into the area northwest of Birmingham and one by one have been recapturing the escapees.
A violent weekend in the nation's capital as police respond to 7 shootings within 24 hours. A total of 10 people shot, 2 of them killed, between Saturday and Sunday nights. One of the dead, 17-year-old Jermaine Richard, was shot Sunday afternoon while visiting friends across town. Richard's aunt, Deboria Allison, spoke on his family's behalf at the scene of his shooting.
Nobody needs to get killed like this, you know, and he was young.
A man has died after his car crashed into a utility pole in Wichita.
Police say it happened just before 1 p.m. Saturday in the 1700 block of South Rock Road. The man was following his wife's car when he lost control, crossed multiple lanes of traffic, hit a utility pole, and flipped over. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Police tell our partners at KSN-TV that the man died from a medical condition. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A spokesman for the Kansas Department of Corrections says it has found no evidence of a significant episode of unrest at a state prison in El Dorado, reported earlier by a union for state workers. Spokesman Todd Fertig says the department investigated whether a group of inmates refused to follow orders Friday evening at El Dorado and did not find that such an incident occurred. The report that such an incident occurred came from the Kansas Organization of State Employees in a tweet Friday evening. Fertig reported there were 2 separate inmate-on-inmate altercations Friday, each resulting in an inmate injury. Airports in Australia remain under heightened security after 4 men were arrested for allegedly plotting to attack an aircraft. Police have not released details of the supposed plot, but newspaper reports say the men were building a device to spread poison gas aboard a plane. The arrested are 2 Australian Lebanese men and their sons. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull would not say if the men have been linked to any terror organization. Turnbull congratulated police on the arrests.
Very serious terrorist plot. Good intelligence, great police work, great investigation, great coordination has enabled us to disrupt that plot.
After Congress passed new sanctions on Russia for its interference in the U.S. elections, Moscow has responded.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said 755 people working at U.S. diplomatic missions in Russia would have to leave the country, a response to anti-Russia sanctions passed by Congress. The Russian government said only 455 people could work at American missions there, the same number employed at its missions in the United States. The American embassy in Moscow and the 3 U.S. consulates in Russia employ a lot of Russian staff who could be cut, so it's not clear how many Americans would actually have to leave. The State Department called it, quote, a regrettable and uncalled for act. At the foreign desk, Ben Gittleson, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday morning.
And in traffic, you're going to want to continue to watch out for a traffic slowdown on westbound Kellogg.
Talked a little bit earlier about the fatal traffic accident they had there, and that was late last night, but they've still got some lanes closed, so you're still going to see a slowdown there. Again, that is westbound Kellogg at Washington. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
I noticed coming in, Jad, that coming southbound on the canal route,
yeah,
going to westbound, that was blocked at the time, so that may still create some problems going that way, too.
Yeah,
all
good.
Right. It's all westbound, right?
That's right.
Westbound. All right. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become cloudy across south-central Kansas due to a weak disturbance that's spinning over the western part of the state. That's where some showers and a few thunderstorms were drifting a little bit further east. Most of those should wind down by the time they get here, but we could see a few showers and storms tonight. Today's high 84, tonight 66, and for Tuesday, a slight chance of rain with a high back in the mid-80s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently cloudy sky, 71 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Today is Monday, July 31st, last day of July for 2017. A warm Sunday across Kansas, but nothing like a week ago or whenever I left town. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 88 degrees. Normal high is 93.
Right.
And when I left town last week, we were doing 100 every day.
Yeah, it was very different.
Got into the East Coast, and it was a lot nicer on the East Coast, I'll tell you that. Even had a little rain in Baltimore. More on that in just a minute. In Florida, detectives hit the jackpot when they executed a search warrant on a suspect's home. He was writing a fraud to-do list. The Miami Herald reports 19-year-old Philistone Termine was sentenced last week to 4.5 years in federal prison for aggravated identity theft and other charges after investigators found his list. Termine was in his bedroom writing a list on a legal pad that included buy 3 phones, 1 clean, 2 dirties, and reminders to buy credit card information from the dark web. Prosecutors say Termine admitted to collecting names and social security numbers and submitting fraudulent unemployment benefit claims.
Hmm. Well, you're a big list guy.
Oh, I like to do a list. But,
yeah, you have a to-do list.
I get to-do every morning.
That's right. You go right down the list. Maybe this is this guy's the same way.
He's a list guy, which I can respect. But he probably should have put it away when the cops were knocking on the door.
Yeah. Maybe keep that list somewhere fairly well hidden. Yeah.
Any feeling that Philistone might not be the most clever crook who ever lived?
He's
going to go behind bars for 4.5 years and hone his skills. I'm sure there's somebody behind the bars who'll say, hey, dummy, here's the way you do that. Then when he comes out in 4.5 years, he can really swindle people.
You know, either that or it was a set of instructions. Maybe this guy hadn't done that kind of crime before, and somebody wrote it down for him. Oh, well, if you want to do this, you just follow this list here.
Well, I'm glad he got caught. People like this make the life so interesting for the rest of us. You know?
Right.
We're constantly going through security changes and password changes. I understand.
Yeah.
Want to protect our privacy. And then we have people who take cameras into their homes and say, nothing's private here.
Right.
Like the Kardashians.
Oh, the old overshare.
Yeah. Too much information. All right, I'm back from a week off. You guys, I'm sure, did a great job while I was gone. I didn't tune in much.
We sure did.
Trying to keep busy, but I went on a long trip with my son and my grandson, Reese. We flew to Baltimore to pick up Scott's car, my son's car, shipped from Germany, where he has been serving with the military, and he's now retired and living in Derby. And so Scott and Reese and I drove the car back to Wichita. We thought we'd blocked out 3 days to do it, but we had to stop and see a museum and a battlefield. And
right.
Next thing you know, we're off schedule. So to get back on schedule, we drove, Tuesday? From Charleston, West Virginia to Wichita, Kansas.
In one go.
In one go. Over 900 miles. Took me about 3 days to recover. And all I did, I just drove part of the time. Scott did most of the driving. Reese is too young to drive, so it was an experience. We got to see a lot of the country I'd never seen before. For instance, West Virginia is very much like Missouri. A lot of trees, a lot of hills.
A lot of trees and hills.
Trees come right down to the edge of the highway. And it gets old after a while because there's not much else there. You can tell that I didn't even see any coal mines or anything. You know, I don't know how it's not a rich state that I would say. Then we got to Kentucky and you started to see the rolling hills and the grass. and it was prettier. So went through Indiana, went through Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, man, drove through St. Louis, saw the arch. I'll tell you, we crossed, what do I count? 5 major rivers. We crossed the Ohio, we crossed the Wabash, the Mississippi, and the Missouri twice. There was one other in there, and I forgot which one it was, but man. Oh, did I say the Ohio? Yeah.
You said the Ohio.
I think all these rivers are just, and you kind of get the feeling from the nation's history and the fact that these waterways, these great big rivers down through the eastern Midwest and down through our part of the country, as a source of commerce and moving goods and services over the years, they've been very important. There's a lot of barge traffic still on some of those rivers, especially the Mississippi.
Well, of course, when you got back to Wichita, you crossed the mighty Arkansas.
No, we came from the east. So
okay.
We didn't get to cross the mighty A. All right, we've got a big morning planned for our listeners, you listeners out there. Coming up in just a little over an hour, we'll talk with the mayor. Mayor Jeff Longwell, Mondays with the mayor. He'll be with us this morning. And I've got a couple of questions I'm going to ask him about certain topical. I'm not going to give it away, but I've got a couple of topical questions for the mayor. He's always loaded with information with the latest going on. And then at 8:15 this morning, we look forward to this every year.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mitch Holtis every morning here during training camp, brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford, I'll tell you. It's a fun deal, and I ran into somebody the other day who was talking about it. Saying, I'd like to listen to you guys talking to Mitch about Kansas City Chiefs football. So that's coming up. We've got
or any of the other tangents we go off on when we talk to Mitch.
Mitch, well, there are a lot of tangents. I mean, that's the great thing about Mitch. You don't have to hold him down. He's not just football. He can converse on so many levels. In so many ways. All right, again, if you're just tuning in and if you're driving, say, we're going westbound?
Westbound on Kellogg, yeah.
On Kellogg, slow down there because we've had a major accident there. I don't know what the problem could be to close the lanes up for 6-7 hours, but when there's a fatal accident, they take their time.
They really do, and they have to.
They're very meticulous. There are legal aspects to it, I think, and the police and first responders always very careful. And so we've got one person dead, 2 critical and 2 serious in that accident. We'll keep you covered on that this morning here with Steve and Ted. All right, it's 6:18 here on a Monday morning. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Got the Royals in action and back on the winning track. And Ted, the NBC tournament now underway. Going strong, right, Ted?
Going strong downtown at the 83rd Annual National Baseball Congress World Series. We are into championship week. We had 4 games yesterday on Sunday. Winners yesterday include the Hayes Larks, Cheney Diamond Dogs, and the Wellington Heat. Wellington beat Team USA 7-3 in action yesterday. Big day on tap today at the NBC World Series. 6 games on the schedule for today in pool play. And the action starts at noon, and it'll go all day long. And you've got the Kansas Stars, the team made up of former major leaguers, playing at 7 o'clock tonight against Everett. So there's your schedule for the NBC World Series today as we power through championship week downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals in Boston yesterday, finishing up a 3-game weekend series at Fenway Park against the Boston Red Sox. Boston was up 3-1 going into the 8th inning. The Royals got a little late game magic, a big 4-run 8th inning. One of the big hits came from former Wichita Wrangler Alex Gordon. You heard the game on KFH.
Here's the pitch. Alex swings and sends it in the air. That will split the gap in right center field and bang against the wall. In comes Perez. In comes Escobar. Gordon to third base, and he is safe with a triple.
Nice job there. That was a big hit as the Royals put up 4 runs in the top of the 8th, came back and beat the Red Sox 5-3, taking 2 out of 3 on the weekend. And the Royals have now won 10 of their last 11.
Mm.
And they continue on this road trip, which has been pretty successful so far. They'll be in Baltimore for the next few nights, taking on the Orioles. Listen to the Royals and Baltimore live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And that's at 6 o'clock this evening. The Royals and the Red Sox, the teams that just got done playing right now, are the 2 wild card teams currently in the American League. The Royals do lead Baltimore by 5.5 games. If for that wild card spot at the moment. And a little pro baseball yesterday. The Wichita Wingnuts win in Salina, easy, 8-1 over the Salina Stockade. Wichita on a three-game winning streak right now. The Wingnuts are in first place with a 13.5-game lead atop the South Division. Another week on the road for the Wingnuts during the National Baseball Congress World Series. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
You know, Alex Gordon has not had a real good year hitting, has he?
No.
He's a great glove, but has he even over 200 in his average yet?
That's about right where he is.
Wow. So he's had a trouble.
He's done better of late. He just got off to that just terrible first couple months of the season at the plate. He's done better here in June and July, and he's helping his team win.
The Royals are rallying.
The Royals kind of anywhere in that lineup. Even guys that got off to a slow start this year, they're really helping out now.
Sounds good. All right, Ted. 6:21 now with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Charlie Daniels makes a visit to Todd's show, and boy, is he annoyed with Congress. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Are you looking to pick?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.